You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out 805favorites.com. Are you hungry?
Jason Hendricks with Everybody's Hungry. What's happening, Jason?
Good morning, everybody. Today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by Everybody's Hungry Cheese in a Glass series. Newest installment of this unique and educational cheese and beverage tasting experience is beer. Beer edition at Barrel House 101 on May 29th. Attendees will learn about cheese and beer making processes while tasting four expertly paired cheese and beer combinations. Tickets are $26 through the end of this evening, 5 o'clock, and then they go up to $30. So secure your tickets now. It's going to be a great opportunity to learn about beer and cheese, taste it, and then a portion of those proceeds go to Food Share.
We're going to be at that one.
No, I can't drink beer.
You can go to ebhcheeseandbeer.eventbrite.com.
Do they have a gluten-free beer for her?
We'll figure something out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, I'm very excited. We have a special guest in this morning. As you know, Tom and Sandy, the Sidecar Restaurant, there's a lot of buzz about them closing this past Tuesday. A lot of great history there, 10 years of experience. Yep. And we have Chef Tim Kilcoyne in the studio today to talk to us about what it's like for those 10 years being a chef, serving his cuisine. So good morning, Chef.
How's it going?
Great. Step right up to the mic, Chef. You know, again, there's a lot of buzz. Everyone had a great time this past week with your closing. Unfortunately, not being able to renew your lease put a damper on some people's spirits as far as the great cuisine. But tell us a little bit about your cuisine and what it was like for you to share your passion and your palate over those years.
It's pretty much been, excuse me, the, you know, our main focus has always been, you know, what's in season, what's local, you know, using and honoring everything, every part of an animal, a vegetable, you know, and it's just, you know, as you know, we've, you know, Tom's favorite, we used to always get in whole pigs all the time, and, you know, nothing goes to waste. You know, same with the vegetables. You know, at the farmer's market, I always see people buying the beets, and, you know, the bottoms of the beets are yes, one of the best parts, but, you know, the greens and the stems, too. I mean, it can all be used.
And that's a great philosophy that you've been really trying to push throughout the community and over those 10 years. What kind of connections have you made in the community with the farmers, with the individuals and consumers?
Their family. I mean, it's, you know, I'm going to the farmer's market, and, you know, we did... one of our final dinners was inviting, you know, all of our, you know, farmer friends, our winemaker friends, our beer friends, our, you know, things like that. And, I mean, the amount of people that did show up was, you know, amazing. And, you know, it's like a kind of a tight-knit family, especially here in the 805. It's really cool. So.
Sure. And last week, Sandy, remember I came in and I was like, last week's show, I just wanted to go someplace where people recognize me and get a great meal.
Like a cheers.
And one of the things we talked about, Chef, was the fact that in those restaurants, a lot of the times, the individuals working in, especially the chef, that's their passion. They use that as an expression of themselves. Did you feel that, not that it wouldn't moving forward, but with those 10 years of the sidecar, did your personality really come out on the plate?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's, you know, in the beginning, it was always rough when we first opened 10 years ago. I mean, 10 years ago, the local food movement and everything wasn't as big as it is today. Now everybody is, you know, in the beginning it was a little tough just because of, you know, I mean, we were told that we didn't have a baked potato on the menu. You're not going to last 6 months, you know, and, you know, now it's obviously people just kept coming in more and more just because they wanted to see what was changing. And, you know, we were able to put ourselves on the plate, you know, not just me, but my staff. I mean, I gave them, you know, the opportunity to put some stuff together. And, you know, obviously that's part of being a chef is training, you know, your guys in the kitchen that, or your people in the kitchen to be able to go on to their next thing and make sure that you've, you know, been successful in teaching them. You don't want to get a call from their next chef that might be a friend of yours and say, you know, hey, who are you sending me over here? You know, they don't know anything.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's one of those types of things.
Well, that's great to hear, though, because I don't know about you, Sandy, but my experience with numerous chefs in the past, you know, there's a certain level of ego and pomp and circumstance about their restaurant, their plate, and to interact with you, chef, over the time that I have, there's a humbleness. Again, there's that teaching component that I've experienced. Mm-hmm. Do you have some staff members who have gone into the community, into other restaurants, that you're very proud of their accomplishments and feel that you had a part in their career?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's very strange to sit and, I mean, obviously over the past month, I've been doing a lot of, you know, reflecting and everything, and just thinking about the different people that, you know, all of a sudden that had worked for me before, and now knowing that they're an executive chef somewhere, or, you know, or a chef somewhere, and you know, some of the places that they are working is, you know, is amazing. Now I'll actually have time to go out and, you know, see what they're doing.
Sure.
And you know, and all my current guys in the kitchen, I pretty much set them up on their next, you know, I got them all a job opportunity, and, you know, whether they follow through on it or not, I don't know, but, you know, so
that's great. That's fantastic, Sandy. I did.
I had a question. So why are you so passionate about bringing local food, local scene to your restaurant? Because you were like one of the innovators, weren't you, of doing this?
That people say that, yes.
Yeah.
I'm humble, as you say. I mean, it's, you know, it's it tastes better. I mean, it's, you know, the story I always say is, you know, I grew up on, you know, a little out in the sticks, and we had some trees. We had some, you know, my dad kills me when I call it a farm, but you know, we had some stuff growing there, and I remember going out in the middle of summer and, you know, walking around the peach tree, and before I was, you know, tall enough to grab the peaches off the tree, there was some on the ground, you know, obviously that didn't have ants on them or anything, and I'd grab them, you know, and I'd eat them, and just that flavor of nature telling you, okay, the sugar amount in this peach is so heavy that it can't stay on the tree. It was ready to pick. You know, it falls off, and that's like the perfect peach. The very first time I came to Ventura, or, you know, started going to farmers markets, but specifically Ventura, was I remember grabbing a peach and biting into it at the farmers market, and I made a mess of myself. And I was like, you know, that is what I remember from when I was, you know, 7 years old. And it's one of those things that in the back of your mind, you always remember things that your grandma cooked or your mom cooked, or, you know, experiences from when you were a child. And that was one of my biggest ones. And I've always wanted to keep, you know, try to push to give that people, you know, that trigger in the back of their head of, I remember eating like this when I was a kid. You know, it was fresh. It was in season, and that's when it was supposed to be eaten.
So with all that talk and that excitement, it's almost as if we're opening something new, and that's the big question on a lot of people's minds. Mm-hmm. What's next for Chef Tim, and, you know, what are you going to explore in the coming months?
I don't know yet. I mean, we're, you know, we have a lot of events lined up, and we've had lots and lots of opportunities, you know, people calling or emails. And I have a stack of them that I have not gone through yet. I owed my girlfriend Lisa some time to relax, and we've been, you know, I woke up this morning for you guys. Since Tuesday I woke up.
Thank you.
You know, and it's one of those things that, you know, I feel like we're kind of in a point right now that, you know, I'm not concerned about what is next. The right thing will happen, and there's a lot of other events and things that will keep us in the community to, you know, to do things.
Sure,
so.
And it sounds like you're still absorbing some of the last 10 years in the closing anyway. So
yeah, definitely.
I think people really appreciate the time the sidecar's been here. They value your cuisine and your leadership in the community. So we appreciate you coming in this morning and sharing that.
We appreciate the community and everybody that's in it. So
thank you.
Thanks, Jason. Good interview.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
So real quick for everyone, Everybody's Hungry, Gren, a great endorser of Chef Tim and the sidecar. We're a food-focused educational and fundraising group in the county. We do behind-the-scenes tours, tastings, classes, ag tours that always share a passion for food, educate about that food, and then raise awareness for the hungry. I do want to give away a pair of tickets to that cheese and beer event we were talking about. So we've got May 29th, 6 to 7:30 at the Barrel House 101. We're going to be pairing four expert and phenomenal cheeses with four beers, educating about how those things are made and trying to get the community involved to learn about food share as well. So pair
and
of tickets.
And if you're gluten-free, come and join me. It's going to be interesting.
You know what? We're going to have a fun evening there. That's the 29th Barrel House 101. I know the last one that he did over there at Barrel 33. In fact, we've got Norbert from Barrel 33 coming in the house here in the next hour. It was a wonderful event. So let's take caller number 10 on that one for a pair of tickets, Barrel House 101, with the cheese and beer pairing, a nice value to $30 a ticket, 650-1590. Caller number 10 on that one. Let's bang the lines and get in there.
All right, we're going to go on a quick break. Don't turn your dial because we're going to go to a garden party right after this. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.